Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masachas Kedushin, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Basrachol Shishi B'zecher Find Ruziva Gahagon Bikar of Mamish. Now, since we conclude the previous Perek discussing different psulim, that if this person marries that person, is a child pasul or is he kosher, and if he's pasul, what type of psul? So now we'll be discussing different yuchsin, different genealogical classes within Am Yisrael. So the Mishnah tells us Asar Yuchsin Olam Bavel. There are 10 different classes or groups that were brought up from Bavel. Now, this is referring to the end of the 70 years of Galus Bavel, when Ezra brought a whole bunch of Yidden up to Eretz Yisrael to begin rebuilding the second Beis HaMikdash. He made sure to separate all the psulim that were among Klal Yisrael there. And that's because, since he was taking all the Chacham with him, there weren't any Chacham left in Bavel who were on the caliber to be able to separate and distinguish these psulim themselves. Therefore, Ezra made sure to take all these people up with him. So who did he take? Who are these 10 classes? Kehan Levi Yisraeli, Kehan Levi Yisraelim, Chalalei. These are the children of Kehanim who married women who are pasul to them. For example, if a Kehan marries a Grusha, he's not allowed to, and the child is a Chalal, Kasher Yid, but pasul Kehan. Geiri, this is referring to Geirim, converts. V'charure, this is freed slaves. We know that when a non-Jewish slave is freed, he becomes a full-fledged Yid. He's very similar to a Geir, a convert. Mamzeri, these are Mamzerim, as we learned about at the end of the previous parak. If we have two Arayas, whose sisters Dairaisa to marry each other, for example, brother, sister, or mother, or father, or something like that, their child is a Mamzer. Nisine, these are a group of people that got bris milas in the days of Yeshua, and they have an Isra to marry into Am Yisrael, but they still hung around them and spent a lot of time with them. And Shtuki Vasufi, we're going to explain in the next Mishnah what these two groups are. And now we discuss who's allowed to marry whom. Kayhanu Levi Yisraeli, Mutar Lava Zebazeh, Kayhanu Levi Yisraelim are allowed to marry each other. Levi Yisraeli, Chalale Geri V'Charure, Mutar Lava Zebazeh. All these groups are allowed to marry each other. Obviously, Levi Yisraelim are allowed to, and Chalon Gerim and Charurim, they're all full-fledged Yidin who are not considered pasul, so that's why they're allowed to marry Levi Yisraelim as well. And the last group is Geri V'Charure, Mamzeri Nusine Shtuki Vasufi, Kula Mutar Lava Zebazeh. They're all allowed to marry each other as well. And even though we just said that Geirim are allowed to marry Levim and Yisraelim, they're also allowed to marry Mamzerim, because according to this Tana, Kahal Geirim lo ikri Kahal, a congregation of Geirim, which means when a person becomes a Geir, they're not officially called Kahal, and therefore they don't have an Isser of marrying somebody who's not considered Kahal. And Mamzerim are not considered Kahal either. By the same token, Sine Shtuki Vasufi also aren't, and therefore a Geir could go both ways. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, now we just explain these last two classes. Ve'ilu hen Shtuki, what exactly is a Shtuki? Kol Shu Makir's Ima anyone who recognizes his mother but not his father. And that's a lashon of shtuki. If he calls out to somebody, hey dad, hey abba, hey tati, his mother will say shush. She'll be meshasek him. She'll quiet him because that's not necessarily his father. And asufi, who is this? Kol she nesaf min ashuk. This is somebody who is brought in from the marketplace like a random baby found in a carriage just by the side of the road. And he doesn't know whom either his father or his mother is. And he's safek pasul. Now abishol ha'yikar l'shtuki beduki. Abishol used to call this first group of shtuki beduki, which is lashon of to be baidik, to check. And that's because, according to Abishol, we check the mother. We ask her, who are you nivel to? Who's this kid from? Is it from a kusher, from a pasul? And if she says it's from a kusher, we'll actually believe her and we'll say the kid is kusher. And the halacha is like Abishol. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalad, continue to talk about who's allowed to marry whom. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.